News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, we're about to go to the phones and talk to a friend of mine, but before we do that, let me just tell you right now, some of you guys, you know, you heard me talking about Christmas earlier, some of you guys are needing to think about what you're going to do for client gifts, what you're going to send to friends, and you may want to give something that sort of brings back a little piece of home, if you know what I mean. So let me just suggest to you the Alabama Pecan Company. The Alabama Pecan Company, I mean, you can choose from their ready-to-ship gift items, or you can create a custom gift box to suit your business needs or your just what you want in the basket, period. And if you're ready to take the guesswork out of the holiday season, just go to their website. It's Alabama Pecan Co., that's C-O, alabamapecanco.com, and let them handle getting all the gifts under the tree for you. And remember, by the way, that this is a company that's not just online. They got a brick-and-mortar location. If you're on the way down to Panama City Beach, they've got a cafe and mercantile on Highway 87 down there in Sampson, Alabama. Check them out on the way, alabamapecanco.com. All right, listen, I want to go to the phones and get a friend of mine who I have known off and on, roundabout, met him through politics, David Pinkleton from in the Huntsville area. And my recollection was meeting him the first time when he was doing some work with former state senator Paul Sanford, who's now running for Congress. And he's also been real involved with the Human Trafficking Task Force, and as well as that with a group called End It Alabama. So without further ado, I'm glad to welcome on David Pinkleton. Hey, David, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Phil. Thank you so much for having me on, sir.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you. And am I correct? The first time you and I met was back when you were doing some work in Montgomery with State Senator Sanford?
I was. I was actually interning in the Alabama legislature in 2012. So that's when we first met. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, listen, man, I sort of introed the topic before you came on, before the break, and I actually gave some statistics and facts that I got straight from your End It Alabama website. But human trafficking, a lot of folks don't see it, and they don't think about it, but it's certainly there in Alabama. So let me just turn the microphone to you for a minute. Talk to me about the task force and End It Alabama, and then where you see us going as a state to try and help this situation.
Well, absolutely. Human trafficking is modern-day slavery, and unfortunately, it is here in the state of Alabama. This isn't something that happens in L.A., New York, Miami. Unfortunately, it's actually happening here in the state of Alabama. Interstate 20, which cuts through the middle of our state from Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, Anniston, on the way to Atlanta, has actually been designated as the superhighway of human trafficking, and unfortunately, that runs through a good chunk of our state and everything. So what the task force does, the Alabama Human Trafficking Task Force, the official task force established by then-Governor Bentley, so now under Governor Kay Ivey's administration. And so what we seek to do is not only raise awareness about the issue, but bring together all the different stakeholders. So whether that be service providers, law enforcement, prosecutors, individuals in the faith community, grassroots individuals that want to come together, that have a passion to not only rescue the individuals trapped in human trafficking, but to help to rehabilitate them and make sure it doesn't happen in the future. So this is something that's been in existence since about 2014, so we're going on our seventh year now, and we always hold an annual summit every year, and we'll be doing it again in February of next year, just again raise the banner that human trafficking is happening in our state, and what can we do from the political standpoint of in the legislature, what can we do for making sure you know, our prosecutors, our law enforcement have the tools that they need to be effective, but also to make sure that parents know how to protect their kids and how we can make sure that we have strong communities and strong families in Alabama that, unfortunately, human trafficking, which is reality, that hopefully it can be no more in the future.
Well, and that would certainly be the goal. I mean, abolishing something that has unfortunately apparently become the second highest criminal industry in the world in terms of its revenues to the bad actors. But I mean, David, it's definitely here right now. And you mentioned I-20, and a lot of folks don't realize that corridor is not just a corridor for travel; it's a corridor for trafficking. But there are things that are happening right now every day that we don't see. But some of the things that I remember we did in the legislature while I was there was that bill that then Representative Jack Williams had that gave us the ability to decriminalize the victims. In other words, if someone, if a child, a 14-year-old is in, you know, trafficked into prostitution, they should not then go to jail for prostitution because they were trafficked into it. So we decriminalized the victims of trafficking. And I remember, too, we had another one that also put penalties on if you're a business and your business is turning a blind eye to the business itself being used for trafficking, like, say, a trucking company or something like that, then the business itself could also be held liable for damages. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, so we definitely had the Safe Harbor Act passed in 2016. That was what was with respect to the juveniles. We had been assured by law enforcement that basically they weren't being charged with prostitution, but it wanted to actually have it codified into law. So that actually passed in the 2016 session. And like I said, that does make sure that they get the services that they need. They're basically treated as victims, not seen as perpetrators in the crime of human trafficking. And then this is something new that we then have civil liabilities as well. I know something that the Attorney General's office has been working on to make sure that businesses who knowingly allow for human trafficking. This is, you know, something just happened by accident and we're saying to the business, don't want to go back to that. But, you know, if they are knowingly, willingly facilitating human trafficking, that they can actually be civilly liable. So that's kind of a new realm. You know, you got the criminal liability, you got the civil liability, but that's something as well that's going on. And I know we've also been working with the Alabama Department of Transportation to actually get posters up in a lot of the restrooms throughout the state. I know that was either a bill or a resolution several years ago tasking, I believe it was the Public Service Commission, to make sure that information gets out. So we've been working with ALDOT on that, and then Junior League has been really great, too. I know they've been working with the Birmingham Airport and the Huntsville Airport just also make sure those signs get up as well in restrooms, et cetera. So, you know, that's part of the educational awareness is to make sure the information gets out. So if a potential victim is coming through an airport, going through a truck stop, you know, a rest stop, et cetera, if they see information about the hotline, you know, they could potentially reach out and get the help that they need.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so that being said, there's obviously been some legislative action. And yes, I do recall now that you said that the I think it was a resolution that we passed to call on the PSC to help develop these signs. And that's extremely helpful. I mean, if you have a young lady, for instance, who's being sex trafficked and they stop at a rest stop somewhere and she goes to a restroom, there's a sign there with a hotline number on it. She may actually be able to make a call right then while she has the moment of privacy in the restroom to try and reach some help. And that's, they need to know those resources are available to them. But what do you see? Are there gaps right now in our statutes? Are there things that you, that Alabama legislature needs to start looking at to strengthen our fight against human trafficking from a legislative standpoint?
Yes, I think one of the things going forward that's exciting is the University of Alabama a few years ago had actually gotten a DOJ grant to look at where are our, you know, basically service gaps, what areas do we need to work on, and so their gap finished, but the Attorney General's office, along with the Family Sunshine Center in Montgomery, got a new DOJ grant. I believe it was about $2.9 million for 3 years, and that was actually to establish the Alabama Anti-Human Trafficking Alliance. So they basically kind of parallel what we're doing with the governor's task force. They bring together all the three DOJ districts, you know, FBI, the Wellhouse, which is a great service provider in the Birmingham area. And one of the things about that is they're actually going to have a dedicated special agent who actually is able to investigate human trafficking. Because that was one of the things that, you know, was showing is, you know, we need to make sure the law enforcement not only has the training, and the West Alabama Human Trafficking Task Force has been doing really great because they've been doing a lot of stings out in the Tuscaloosa area. But to actually now have an agent, that's something that's really big in everything. So I would say from, you know, the legal standpoint, that's something huge is to have that dedicated task force within the Attorney General's office and have, you know, the AG Steve Marshall on board. He's made this a priority as well. But I think going forward, in the legislature, I think it'll continue to look at the civil liability side as well. Alabama has actually improved because Shared Hope, which does the annual rankings, we literally used to be on the C or the D list, and we have moved up to an A. I think we're behind Tennessee with respect to where the laws and everything are. So that is something that's exciting, is that we're trending in the right direction, but there's definitely still some tweaking to do. Like I said, some of that's on the civil side as well. It did come into play recently with some of the massage parlor busts within the last year or two up here in Madison County, but that's definitely an area to continue to work on, is to make sure, you know, businesses that are knowingly engaging in human trafficking can be held civilly liable.
So, David, let me ask you this. We got a couple minutes for a break. Tell me this. I know that my church is Church of the Highlands, and I know that Highlands is very active into the fight against human trafficking. What are you seeing from faith groups? And give us like about a minute on that, if you could.
Absolutely. The faith-based community is a wonderful partner in this. Trafficking Hope, which is a ministry associated with Church of the Highlands, has been really great. And not only have they led faith-based breakout sessions at our summit for the last 2 years at least and everything, but the faith-based community is needed, because not only are they involved in so many aspects of the community already, but part of the rehabilitation and restorative process is going to be a faith-based component and everything. And so it's very important to have individuals like Church of the Highlands, you know, just we've seen the Alabama Baptist come together just to say, hey, we're not going to allow this to stand in our state, and we want to be a part of the solution. So it's really exciting to have the faith-based community on board.
Well, absolutely. And and I'm proud that my church is involved in that fight. Hey, listen, David, we're up against a break. Can you hang on through the break? I want to ask you a few more questions when we get back about how families can, you know, prepare their kids and make sure that we're in the right position as family members in the fight against trafficking. Can you hang on through the break, bud?
Absolutely.
All right, absolutely. We'll be back right with David Pingleton talking about the Alabama Human Trafficking Task Force ended Alabama and the fight against the scourge of our lifetime, which is human trafficking. We'll be right back on Right Side Radio. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right, and also streaming live online. No matter where you are in the world, you can listen to us. Just go on your smart device, your computer, your iPad, whatever the case may be, right there on your smartphone, and go to rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on Listen Live, and like I always say, no matter where you is, there we is. All right, folks, listen, I'm going back to the phones right now with my friend David Pingleton. David's been real involved with the Alabama Human Trafficking Task Force, another group called End It Alabama, which is related to the fight against human trafficking. Hey, David, you know, thanks for sharing your insights with us and giving us updates on the task force, but let me ask you this. You know, like, for instance, my kids are grown, but now we have grandkids, and I'm looking at just, you know, the beauty of these children in our own family. And what are the words of caution that we should make sure that parents are aware of to help in the fight against human trafficking, if nothing else, to protect their own kids?
Absolutely. Parents need to be involved in the lives of their children. When you look at sex trafficking in particular, the average age of a victim is between ages 11 and 14. So that's the preteen to teenage years and everything. And it's become an issue in the state that the Well House, which is down in South St. Clair County in the Birmingham area, has actually just now established a home specifically to treat minor sex trafficking victims, and they've actually been officially licensed by the Department of Human Resources as of last week. So they will start receiving minor sex trafficking victims and everything. But at the end of the day, it comes down to parents being the parent and being involved in their kids' lives, knowing who their friends are, but also parents need to be cognizant of their kids' social media. If your child has Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, you could go on, Snapchat, et cetera, even apps that wouldn't necessarily come to mind for us adults who just use them for networking purposes or get the news. There are predators that will actually use those social networking sites to create a profile, act like they're your kid's age, and your kid may not know better. So having those conversations with your kids, having access to your child's phone, being able to see who they're actually texting, who they're sending messages to on these different social media platforms, it's going to go a long way to make sure that when somebody, you know, is asking them to, hey, come do a ride with me, or hey, let's go to this party, they have the wherewithal to say, hey, something doesn't feel right or sound right, I need to say no and turn it down, so it doesn't end up being a situation could be wrong for them and end up bad at the wrong time. So at the end of the day, parents just need to be involved in their kids' lives.
That's great advice, and you're absolutely right. And I did see, by the way, a story just came out in the last couple of weeks, I believe it was, that Attorney General Steve Marshall has signed on to a brief along with multiple other attorneys general to basically fight the issue as to Facebook, but for that very reason, because Facebook hides behind anonymity and says it has no responsibility for this, and yet Facebook allows some of these things to go on without being checked. And, you know, they'll take down our conservative political views at times, but they won't take a hard stand against trafficking issues, and they need to bear some responsibility for allowing it to take place on their venue. So let me ask you this, closing moments here, David, but if someone wants to get involved, if someone wants to say, hey, you know what, that's a cause that I can really sink my teeth into, I want to make sure that I'm in the fight for this, whether it be Ended Alabama or other organizations, how would you recommend that they look at getting involved?
Absolutely. Definitely encourage people to go to our website, endedalabama.org, endedalabama, Alabama all spelled out, .org. We have a great list of resources in the state of Alabama. So if you're looking to get involved, whether it be on the service delivery side, if you're part of the faith-based community and you want to have this curriculum taught in your church, or you want to have a speaker come, we're also excited now the Alabama State Department of Education is on board. They're actually coming up with age-appropriate curriculum to help create the awareness amongst the kids, because again, that's the target population of the predators. So definitely encourage people to go to the endedalabama.org. You can find more about the task force, learn the facts about human trafficking, but also find different ways to actually get involved. And we will be having our 8th annual Human Trafficking Summit coming up next year on Friday, February the 4th. It's to be determined whether we'll be in person in Montgomery or doing it virtually again, but we'll get the word out, and hopefully we can come back in January when there's National Human Trafficking Awareness Month as well, as we continue to raise awareness about the reality of human trafficking in our state.
All right, man. Well, you're a great ambassador for it. So, David Pinkleton, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for the fight that you're in, and to all those who assist you with it. This is definitely a scourge that has to be addressed, and we appreciate your efforts and those like you in the fight on human trafficking. You have a great day, man.
Thank you, Phil. I appreciate it, sir.
All right. Well, folks, that was someone who I've known off and on for years, and this topic really just hit me just this morning as I was, you know, preparing for the show, and I was looking through the news, and there it was. It was a story, I think I mentioned it briefly, down in Dothan, datelined yesterday, that federal resources were being applied trying to break through and find a known human trafficking ring that was based in the Dothan area. That's Dothan, Alabama, folks. Dothan ain't a big town. But there it is, and it's right there in our backyard. The other story that I read to you or mentioned to you was one that was right in DeKalb County. DeKalb County doesn't have any large population centers. It's largely rural. It's everywhere, people. And so I just want to advise you, keep your eyes open and figure out how you can be involved. If there's something you want to do in this fight, you just heard it. Go to endedalabama.org and see whether or not you can fit in on this. I think it's a fight worth having. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Switching subjects when we get back from the break. Going to be on with State Representative Charlotte Meadows. She's been down at a conference on school choice, and we'll get some updates. School choice in Alabama, we need more of it. Bill Williams, we'll be right back.